Bill Lafergy is the Digital Initiatives Program Manager at the Library of Congress National Digital Information Infrastructure and Preservation Program, and he joins us now to explain their role in archiving digital documents. Mr. Lafergy, thanks for joining us this morning.
It's my pleasure.
So what is it that the Library of Congress then has to do to keep track of tweets and Facebook messages and emails and that sort of digital documentation?
Well, we're basically in the same sort of situation as National Archives, only on a much larger scale. National Archives deals with official government, federal government materials. Our mandate is to deal with basically anything that has potential long-term historical interest. So we work in collaboration and cooperation with National Archives, but we tend to sort of have a much larger sort of perspective in terms of what we collect. For example, you mentioned tweets. We have had an agreement about a year ago with Twitter to acquire the complete archive of public tweets that Twitter has assembled, and that runs into the many, many billions of individual items.
That sounds like a particular form of torture, I think, trying to go through all those tweets.
In fact, I feel like I should personally apologize.
Yeah. What is the rule for a federal record like that? I mean, first of all, how do you harvest them?
Well, we have an agreement with Twitter where they have assembled, they actually have a bunch of servers with their historic archive of tweets, everything that was sent out and declared to be public. Now, you have the option of protecting your tweets, and if anybody who has done that, those are not included in terms of what we're collecting. But what they have, what Twitter's arranged to do is through actually some brand new technical processes, because it's actually a novel process to move that many items from one electronic objects, records, from one source to another. So they've had to do some pretty nifty experimentation and invention to develop the tools and a process to be able to move all that data over to us.
So you're not just archiving federal tweets, you're archiving all of them.
Yes, it's basically everything.
Well, taking that a step further then, but NARA is having to figure out how to do just the federal function of it. So are you guys working together at all, or are not at cross purposes, but just on different paths?
Well, we've had some high-level discussions with the archives about their interest in federal materials that might be included or that would be included in what we're collecting. Now, it's important to realize that our roles are very different. NARA is the government's official record keeper. Our capacity is not that. We're bringing in materials that have long-term value, but they're not being brought in as official records of government. But what that means is that it's certainly possible, although no specific arrangements have been made, it certainly would be possible to be able to carve out a portion of the material that we're bringing in consultation with NARA, to be able to identify some materials that NARA might consider to be federal records.
We're speaking with Bill Lafergy, the Digital Initiatives Program Manager at the Library of Congress's National Digital Information Infrastructure and Preservation Program. So it sounds like the workflow might be, first, the Library of Congress ingests everything, and then whatever markers might indicate a federal record, then those would be sifted out and sent on to NARA.
That's certainly a possibility. That's one scenario. As I mentioned, there's some high-level discussions that have gone on between NARA and the library about doing something like that, but there really haven't been any decisions that have been made. Now, it's possible that NARA may decide to take some other course of action in terms of accounting for federal records that are involved in tweets.
I guess I wanted to get back to the idea of, as a national preservation program, the Library of Congress, of course, has an amazingly vast store, but this puts tweets kind of on the level with like Gilbert and Sullivan or something. And so I guess I'm, why not emails? Why not everything ever spoken or said anywhere?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we had this opportunity with Twitter. We were in discussions with them for a long time, up until about a year ago when we actually formed an agreement for them to move materials over to us. And we were excited to be involved with acquiring the Twitter archive because it's a unique record of our time. It's also a unique way of communication. And it's not so much that people are going to be interested in what you or I had for lunch, which, you know, some people like to say on Twitter, but it's more taking a look at it as a set of data to be able to do some data mining, to be able to run some sophisticated algorithms against all the data that each tweet comprises, and then be able to make some very kind of interesting research. For example, there have been studies involved with what are the moods of the public at various times of the day in reaction to certain kinds of news events. So there's all these kinds of interesting mixing and matching that can be done using the tweets as a big set of data, basically.
Sociological, psychological, and beyond, really.
Yes, very, very much so. And it's also a challenge for the library in that we've really had to push our technical infrastructure. We've really had to stretch ourselves to be able to accommodate this huge amount of material. And it's been difficult at times, but we firmly believe that we have to do this kind of thing because, you know, we anticipate that we'll be bringing in large data sets again into the future. We don't know specifically what, but certainly there's no sign of data getting smaller or less complicated or less interesting.
I'm dying of curiosity. Tiny, quick question. Does this mean at any point in time somebody could just come to the Library of Congress or contact you and look at other people's tweets?
Well, we're still working on the exact process to provide access to this material. At this point, we're thinking we're not going to provide access to individual tweets. So, for example, if someone came in and said, I want to see Joe Blow's tweets, what we would probably be more interested in is talking with people about carving out particular dates, particular geographic location, other types of parameters, and then being able to present a large block of data that people would use to be able to do their research.